Thank you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Dennis. How may I help you?
Hi, Dennis. I was calling because I got a school letter. It's a solicitation letter. And I wanted to find out what it was all about. Both of them seem to have reservations. Can it bring me up to speed on how this works?
Okay. So are the reservation codes the same number or are they different?
No, the two letters have the same reservation code.
Do they? Okay. They must have had a duplicate come in there for you. Apologize about that. But yeah, if you have the reservation code, I can look it up in the system here.
It's 2311-2901-0038-8161.
That's for Precision Communications International.
Yep.
All right. And I don't believe they have your name in here. What was your name, sir?
I'm sorry?
They don't have your name in here. I can go ahead and add that. What was your name, sir?
Ivel. I-V like Victor E-L.
Ivel? Okay, Ivel. And is the number you're calling from, is that the best number to reach you at?
Yes.
I take it this is your mobile number then?
No, this is actually the office number, sorry.
The office number, okay. And in case we get disconnected, is that a good number to reach you at, or mm-hmm. Do you have a different number? Okay. Perfect. And we have you down at 12 Dante Court, and that's in Jackson, New Jersey, 08527.
Correct.
Excellent. Okay, yeah, looks like our company got a good reference on your business, so we're able to pre-qualify you with us for equipment financing or working capital or maybe even a combination of both. I believe it says probably $250,000 on there, but you know, it really just depends on your needs. It could be less. It could be more. We're pretty flexible on that. No, but
fortunately, we're nowhere near that hallmark. Now, explain to me, if you will, Dennis, on the loan, on working, we might consider both. When is the payments due back? Is there a ramp-up period, and how does that work?
Well, typically, if you're looking to purchase equipment, rarely, but sometimes we can defer payments up to 90 days. It just doesn't happen very often. But if that's something you want to look into, I'd be more than happy to look into it for you if it makes sense and I can explain to the underwriters why we would need to do that. You know, obviously, if you get a piece of equipment in, you might have to train your employees or yourself, or for example, or there might be some installation time frames or something like that where you're not really making your money back on the equipment. So it makes sense sometimes to defer those payments.
And what about working capital?
Working capital, the payments on those are either going to be, they could be as short as daily, up to 22 business days out of the month or 21 business days out of the month. They could be weekly or actually even monthly as well, you know, more traditional. It just depends on the approval and the risk factors that they find. They'll look at things like your time in business, industry type, how industries of your nature have paid us back in the past and things of that nature to actually depict what kind of approval you get. So it's a little bit of a, you know, hard shot for me to tell you exactly what had come up,
right.
But no, we definitely, as far as working capital goes, we have a couple different options. We do have secured working capital on which you can, you know, attach any collateral such as, you know, equipment, maybe even real estate in some cases. But primarily for working capital, the most popular program is unsecured. It's a much faster turnaround time on getting the funds to you. It's a renewable source of funds as well, meaning that once you're 50% paid in, you'll be eligible for more funds at a lower cost in a longer term if you need to take more funds out at that point. And the terms usually range anywhere from as short as, you know, maybe 6 months to as long as maybe 18 months, sometimes longer. But it's just a type of loan in which we try not to affect more than 8% of your gross annual sales on average to pay the loan back or actually lend to you. And then that way you're not netting, so that way you're still able to net at least around 92% of your sales while you're paying us back, if that makes sense. So it's been a little bit of a magic number for us to work with. We're able to get you funds, not overextend you, but also work with you as well. And I provide funds for you as well. Of the actual equipment cost, do you know how much that would run approximately?
Well, I mean, right now we're looking at a couple of additional office equipment for some growth models. So I don't know. I got a couple of quotes out there. I'm waiting for it to come back. And, you know, once I do, then so let me ask you, how long is this access code or whatever you guys call the code thing? How long is that good for? Can I call you back, say, next week, or the reservation code, and it still be active or something?
Absolutely. I mean, I can give you my direct number right now if you like. I can be your point of contact here. And as far as nothing drastically changes with your business, you know, we can, of course, honor that.
Sure. All right. Let me get the number, please.
Sure. It's area code 858-519-5315.
Sorry. 858-519-5315.
You got it. And my name's Dennis.
Dennis.
Okay. Annabelle, if you... I'm sorry, go ahead.
This is your direct number, right?
Direct me, right. There's no extension or anything if you ring that. If I don't answer for whatever reason, just leave me a voicemail. I'll call you right back. And Annabelle, in the meantime, if you'd like, I can email you. Just so you have my contact information that way. If you're out and about and you just have a quick question, you can shoot an email to me. I can answer you real quick.
Yeah, please do. You have my email address on file?
Unfortunately, I don't.
Okay. So it's first initial last name. So I Turner.
You got T-U-R-N-E-R?
T-U-R-N-E-R, correct. At okay. TCG, the Turner Consulting Group, TCGbiz.biz.
.biz, okay. So just have I Turner at P as in Paul, C as in cat, G as in golf, biz dot biz.
No, T as in Tom.
T as in Tom, okay. There we go. Is the name of your company still Precision Communications International?
Precision Communications International.
Okay. Are you like what kind of industry do you run? Is it like a company where in which you go into offices and you'd provide the telephones and a telephone system for the companies, or is it?
Yeah, so we do a little bit of hot wire equipment. We do some switch access, long distance. We do some server file computing and all that.
Okay, I'm a little familiar with that. I was a wireman in the military, and I got out when I got out. Yeah, I worked for a little company out here. And what's that now?
I said thank you for your service.
Oh, appreciate it. Thank you very much. Yeah, it was a pretty fun job. You know, we got to set up tactical communications, and we had a satellite for overseas, for example. We could communicate with the U.S., and it's pretty neat, tactical, secured. Okay. But yeah, I got out and worked as a civilian for, I did that for 4 years. I was in the military for 4 years, but I worked for the company out here in San Diego. We installed phone systems like that, you know, punch down the block and then assign trunk groups to. So I'm a little familiar. I remember my color code and stuff like that. It's kind of ingrained in your memory.
Yeah, all right, good. So we got the information. Send me some stuff, Dennis, and then let's stay in touch, all right?
Sounds good. I'll get right over to you. Yeah, if you need any more time, that's fine. You can always just, like I said, shoot me an email, and I'll be here for you.
I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you very much.
You too. Thank you very much. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.